What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
There is rarely a time when getting fit is bad for your health, but Rick might beg to differ. Rick has written into us and says, my neighbour has started running on her treadmill at 6 a.m. every morning. By 6:20, she's on the fast phase of her routine, and it sounds like a broken washing machine. This is all happening just outside my bedroom window, he writes. I understand, he says, keeping fit is good for your health, but my health is suffering. It really is starting to become unbearable. What do I do? How do others deal with noise from their neighbours? What do you do? Well, if you've had a run-in with your neighbour, or maybe you've found a way to make peace around noise or something similar, you might have some advice. You can text us right now on 0418 226 576. Leave a comment as well on Facebook at RN Life Matters. You can like us while you're there. Now, with their neighbourly experiences, and to help Richard out, we've got RN producer Sue Clark and comedian Jeeves Verma in the house. Sue, Jeeves, hello there.
Hi. Hi, Michael.
Are you properly awake? Are you sleep deprived?
Oh, we're getting there.
We're trying to wake up.
Well, I'll ask you first, Sue. Have you ever had that kind of noise intrusion from a treadmill?
Not from a treadmill, but I have had incredibly noisy neighbours. So I understand how annoying it can be.
How bad were they?
Well, oh my gosh, let's put it this way. I have recently moved from one side of Sydney to the other to get away from a noisy neighbour.
That's how noisy they were? You had to go to the other side of the city to make them sound quiet?
To make so I would never run into them, that I would never be reminded that she would be nowhere in my life. We moved to the other side of the city.
Wow. So before you made such a drastic and I dare say costly decision, what overtures did you make to the neighbour?
We try to be very, very nice because one really ought to be a helper, not a hinderer. And, you know, we tried sort of talking to her, but there was just no talking to her. She was just on this path of anger and yelling and screaming, and the children were noisy, and nothing we did, nothing we said seemed to work. And in the end, it was affecting us clearly more than it was affecting her. So we moved to the other side of the city.
Golly. That's huge.
Yeah.
Jeeves, what about yourself? Noise?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm one of those people who sleeps like a log. So I think I've been blessed by not, being interrupted so much.
Well, the word is in your neighbourhood is you're a bit of a noisy snorer.
They've been calling in, haven't they? I reckon one of these texts are about me, yeah.
There's a petition.
Yeah, I am. I'm quite a noisy sleeper, yes. I think I'm very sensitive to how noisy I am, and I try and,
Urban areas are so tough these days because houses and flats and apartments are so abutting each other that, you know, it's very hard to have privacy. You had an issue, didn't you, Jeeves, with your bedroom window?
Yeah, in my last apartment, my bedroom window opened up into the neighbour's lounge room, so they could see in and I could see them. And I mean, when you're in the comfort of your own bedroom, particularly myself, I am most comfortable without any clothes.
La, 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 la. Everyone shut their ears. La, la, la.
Shut your eyes, more like it. But that meant I had to keep the blinds down, which meant that I was in a dark bedroom for, you know, most of the day.
Right.
Could I interrupt here and say this sort of thing happened with me in another place I lived in? They were building a new house across the road. Mm. The woman knocked on the door to show us the plans and said, we're going to have, you know, a window that's going to be facing you and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I walk around in my underwear. You'll see me once and you will be scared for life.
Yeah.
And she just like, fine. So it was never an issue.
Is this the sort of thing we need to start running by the council?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I have these habits in my
I have these habits. Where should I live?
Well, Sue, Jeeves, speaking of council, there are council bylaws and regulations surrounding noise pollution, and they can vary from suburb to suburb or, you know, regional city to regional city or town. But essentially, there's certain times you can't be too noisy and other times you can go for broke.
Yeah.
So do you know what the sort of regulations are where you live?
Yes, no electrical noise, which doesn't cover this bike, unfortunately, from I think it's 7 till 7 and 8 till 8 or 8 till 7 on Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure what the regulations are in my area. I live in Redfern, so I think the idea is everyone just keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't look at me.
Yeah, don't look at me. Yeah, don't talk to anyone. Yeah.
Right. And this is actually part of the problem, isn't it? Because so many people these days, particularly where they don't feel there's an affinity with their next door neighbour, feel loath to even communicate about any issues they may have. So what should Rick be doing? And by the way, this is a noisy treadmill, not a noisy bike. So this is a treadmill. What should Rick be doing to try and to cut down that noise bleeding into his house at 6 in the morning?
I feel like there's a few things that I need to know about Rick first and the situation. This is 6 a.m. in the morning. I don't think that's an unreasonable time to wake up. So is Rick doing shift work? What's the deal with Rick?
We don't know. Rick hasn't mentioned that. But, yeah. I mean, surely every individual has a right to have their own circadian rhythm.
Yes,
for sure. That's why I think what I would do if I was Rick, because maybe the treadmill person doesn't realise the noise that the treadmill is making. So I think that I would try and yell out things like, come on, you can do it. Faster, faster. You're going better than you were yesterday. A sort of attempt at a bond. So when you actually see this person, you can both laugh and smile.
Yeah.
And then maybe a conversation can begin about,
that's
does the
not
treadmill
10
have
kilometers?
To be moved?
That's not 10 kilometres.
Yeah, that kind
eight.
Of thing.
Yeah, that kind
of thing.
Thing.
Right, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Bert says on Facebook, wake up at a decent hour and do some housework while listening to grindcore and black metal. It worked. It worked for me when I lived in a noisy neighbourhood. And Catherine says on Facebook, move to a quiet, spacious rural block. If this is part of living in the suburbs, it must frustrate. It could be worse. She could be tuning her trail bike. Oh, she's talking about a motorbike. When you compare that to that, sure. This is better.
I think that's so much energy to have to move entirely because of a noisy treadmill.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
it
crazy.
Is.
But maybe the treadmill can be moved if the woman knows. Maybe there's another spot. But basically, find a nice way of letting the woman
know. It's communication, isn't
it?
You need
it
to develop a relationship.
So you've talked about yelling, go faster, this isn't your best time. That's one thing. But what about notes in the letterbox? Is that advisable
or not? Oh, that's so passive-aggressive.
It's passive-aggressive. but if the note is nice, like, hi, neighbour, my name is, like, say who you are, where you live, what the issue is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And be nice about it. It can work.
I'm really sleep deprived.
No, but you leave all that out.
No, okay.
How about a gift maybe? So I'm thinking pillows that she can tie to her shoes.
Or maybe some oil, machinery oil.
Can of WD-40.
Yeah, nothing passive aggressive about that at
nothing.
All.
Nothing. Or maybe just one of those runners terry-tailing sweat bandy things.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting some good times. This might help if you're sweating.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Could it simply be you knock on the door and you go, look, nice to meet you. I'm Rick. Whether he's a shift worker or not doesn't really matter. But I just want you to know that, and you probably aren't aware because maybe you're wearing headphones, that when you're on your treadmill in the morning, it's kind of waking me up. Can we do something about that?
But that would be the nice approach.
Yeah.
But how many people have got the bravery to actually knock on the door, stare down the neighbour if they're going to be slightly aggressive about the whole thing and say all of that and both of you leave with a smile on your face? It's a big ask, but I hope he does it.
But if you knew you were going to walk away with a smile on your face, I think you'd be more inclined to do that.
Yeah, true. If you go to yourself, I'm not going to be aggressive, I'm going to be nice because really – this is a first world problem.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I'm beset by noisy treadmills. Help me, you know.
Yeah.
Tony says on Facebook, and he's joking, record it and play it back at 5 a.m. the next morning.
That's a lot of effort. That's not going to solve his circadian rhythm, is it?
No.
And there's other people who are actually saying, like I think you were saying earlier, Jeeves, that, you know, like 6 a.m. is not a bad time. Get up and do some stuff because it's a great time to be awake.
Join her.
Join her. Hey, let's start pounding the pavement together.
Yes.
Without going anywhere. Just on
without
the treadmill.
Without going anywhere. Yeah.
So who knows, if she's single and he's single, that might be the start.
Wow, look at you. You're turning it into a romantic comedy. Yeah.
Thank you, yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Love is in the jogging ear.
My favourite type of comedies.
So I know this has obviously been quite a scarring process for you to have to leave an entire part of the city to move to another part.
I know.
But you mentioned the screaming. Was that happening at you or within the house next to you?
Oh, now this, no, not to me. She would scream and swear at her children. And that just, that just upset me terribly. Because, and it was specifically one child would get sworn at every single day. Now, this child was pretty noisy, but nevertheless, I just, it was worrying. Because then it becomes the dilemma of, do I now have to listen out in case she hits the child, and what do I do then? There's all those issues around child safety and blah, blah, blah.
That's a whole other modern dilemma right there, isn't it? Because you're talking about welfare here too.
Yeah, we're talking about welfare. And the more that, you know, the little things that she was doing, it was getting to us so much that we thought, you know what, let's just break free completely. And that's what we did.
And there's other people on Facebook who've had similar experiences and have taken that drastic step and moved away. And Erica Vowles will be with us soon to talk about that. But in the meantime, we should wrap this to a close for Rick, because obviously he hadn't written to us for nothing. He really does need some clear solutions here. So maybe one option and a plan B. What do you reckon?
I think a lovely face-to-face conversation over tea and cake.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Yes. Or the...
Maybe a low-calorie cake because she is trying to lose weight or get fit.
She's trying to be healthy.
But
mainly, don't be nasty about anything. Be kind, be open, and try and work it out to both benefits, not just his or hers.
Oh, well, you are like Gandhi. What a peaceful solution that is.
Well, one tries.
One does try, and you've done beautifully, both of you. Sue Clark, Jeeves Firmer, thank you so much indeed for Modern Dilemma. It's been great.
Pleasure. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks a lot. And if you have a modern dilemma you'd like to pose for our Life Matters panel, then feel free to write to us anytime you like. The email address is lifematters@abc.net.au.